is the Tactile Hots podcast, showcasing the latest releases from Tactile Hots Music. On Twitter, at Tactile Hots Music. On Facebook, Tactile Hots Music. And at www.tactilemusic.com. Showcasing a host of quality, cutting-edge music producers, fans, musicians, and artists. Tactile Hots is turning up the heat and putting the passion back into digital.
Hello, hope you are. Welcome along to the final Tactile Hots podcast for 2013. As always, it's me, Sam, here to bring you this month's releases on Tactile Hots Music, Tactile Hots Environment, and Groove Noise. And what a busy month we have! Three tracks were released on the 28th of this month. The first release comes from London-based duo The Native and the track Into the Egg. The release features the original, along with four remixes from Stonehouse, Sleepsun, Jinx Padlock, and Phoban. The second release comes from Stanisher. The release includes three tracks, the original Forever, along with two remixes, Steve McGrath and again Jinx Padlock. Very busy month for Jinx Padlock. The third release is a nice festive one. It comes from Frenchman Eric Franchet and his EP Snowman. On the EP there is three tracks, Cat vs Chick, Madness and Snowman. And because it's Christmas, let's start with it, shall we? It's Eric Franchet and Snowman. Thank you. Eric Franchette and Snowman from the EP by the same name. That is released on the 28th of December, and the EP includes three tracks, Cat vs Chick, Madness, and that which we've just played, Snowman. Now, as I say, a very busy month this one, so we won't be playing every track from every release. Instead, I have to move on quite quickly to the next release, Into the Egg from Native. The release features five tracks, the original, alongside five remixes. Those remixes come from Stonehouse, Sleep Sun, Jinx Padlock, and Phobin. I caught up with Guy from the band to talk about the release and how the duo got involved with Tactile a few days ago. But before we hear that, shall we play the title track from the EP and the original from the Native? This is Into the Egg.
Tactile Hots, turning up the heat and putting the passion back into digital.
Of this room are a second skin. They're falling apart, they're caving in. This moment in space and time is where it starts. I found a way into your home. I am the aching in your bones, a pulsing beat that's tearing through your heart. And in a second, in the blink of an eyelid, it's the sound of the day that the ear exploded. In a flash, in a fraction of time, we are there in the midst of a hurricane. Traveling so far from home where I used to begin, I've dissipated into silence on. We disentangle our broken strings, we grow imaginary wings, we hatch into the egg, we're flying. In a second, in the blink of an eyelid, it's the sound of the day that the ear exploded. In a flash, in a fraction of time, we are there in the midst of a hurricane. In a second, in a blink of an eyelid, it's the sound of the day that the ear exploded. In a flash, in a fraction of time, we are there in the midst. Stop a
Native and Into the Egg. Now, although the duo are London based, when I spoke to Guy, he wasn't actually in London. That'd be way too easy. Instead, he was back in his native Israel. Let's hear what was said, shall we?
The Tactile Hots Podcast.
The Native was an electro rock outfit. So we usually had three members in the band, one playing guitar. Actually, one playing guitar, one playing bass, and I was singing, and there was an electronic part as well. So that's how we performed stuff live. And now we're more of a studio-based project. But still, songwriting is very much an important part of what we do. So the strength of the tunes and actually having a song structure is really important. Yeah. But mainly we work in the studio recording stuff.
And am I right in thinking that you're sort of from all over? Although you're based in London now, you're from Israel originally?
we're actually mainly a duo. So I'm from Israel, and the other guy is from the States and Israel. So he's kind of he worked in Israel and in New York. And the third person is kind of a rotating kind of member of the band. So usually it's a bass player. First it was a guy from London called Matt Chilton, who you can hear on the track. He's actually playing guitar as well. And then he needed to leave the band. So we got another bass player who is from Italy, Gianluca Galletti. Now mainly it's us as a duo, me and Reeve Malka. We work as a duo, and we've worked on previous projects before, which are in a completely different genre, also electronic based, but more ambient kind of stuff.
And from what I gather, this is your first release on Tactile Hots Environment, kind of the perfect place for you guys.
Yeah, this is the first release with Tactile Hots. So it's mainly, it's one original song by The Native that was remixed by four different producers, DJs, in very, very different ways.
Yeah, they are very different ways. And as like the original artist, is it quite exciting to see your work go different ways?
It was very exciting because we never knew what would come out of this project, because Spencer really wanted to have this release with different remixes, and we asked various people, some people I know and some DJs that Spencer works with. We asked them to just take the vocal tracks, take the electronica, take the MIDI files, and just see what they want to do with it. And it was really refreshing. We just heard the song in so many different versions and really different from what we did originally. It was really exciting. It was a really, really refreshing experience. It gave the song a new life, because we actually recorded it a few years ago. It's not our newest tune. So it really was a really refreshing experience for us.
Stonehouse, Sleepsawn, Jinx and Phoban are the four remixes. Would you be able to say which is your favourite?
No, I really can't. I think each one of them has a completely different character. And I love each one of them for very different reasons. And there was a selection process, because even some of the producers even created two remixes that we had to choose from. And there were other DJs that came up with really interesting stuff. But we stuck to these four because we thought they were the strongest. So I really, really like them for various reasons. So the Stonehouse remix is really, has this drive to it. It's really strong and kind of a really upbeat tune. And the Sleep Sun is kind of more dreamy and atmospheric, but still has a beat. So it kind of has this slow build up. And Jinx Padlock is more of a dance floor tune. And Phoban is very kind of sophisticated electronica one. So there's a lot of detail and attention to sound. So I like all of them for various reasons.
In a second, in a blink of an eyelid, it's the sound of the day that the ear exploded. In a flash, in a fraction of time, we are there in the midst of a hurricane. In a second, in a blink of an eyelid, it's the sound of the day that the ear exploded. In a flash, in a fraction of time, we are there in the midst of a hurricane. Second, in a blink of an eyelid, it's the sound of the day that the ear exploded. In a flash, in a fraction of time, we are there in the midst of a hurricane. In a second, in a blink of an eyelid, it's the sound of the day that the ear exploded. In a flash, in a fraction of time, we are there in the midst of a
we'll be right back. space and time is where it starts. I found a way into your home. I am the aching in your bones, a pulsing beat that's tearing through your heart. In a second, in a blink of an eyelid. In a second, in a blink of an eyelid. It's the sound, it's the sound of the day.
Mentioned that you actually recorded the original track a few years ago. What's been the process since then? You know, from finishing the track to now and releasing it on Tactile Hots Environment.
It was actually released originally as part of an EP. We had two EPs that we released ourselves and sold at gigs, and they became part of our repertoire as a band. So we performed them quite a lot. So we had the first EP, and then we recorded another slightly crazier EP with a song about a man rambling at Speaker's Corner and getting mad at everything in the world and actually not saying anything in the end. So we performed live quite a lot, but then due to various commitments like family life and just working on other projects, because both of us work across many genres, we just decided to stick to studio-based stuff. That's a process we went through with this song. When we were a live band, we were actually called... We had a completely different name, but I won't mention it now, just not to confuse people too much. So now we're known as The Native. And mainly studio-based and mainly as a duo.
You talked about having lots of different, working across lots of different genres. I think comes through in the music, because it's a very kind of different sound, and a sound that I personally can't put into any specific genre. How would you describe it, and what influences are going into that sound?
I think there's a lot of reference to the sound of the 80s and maybe new wave and electronic groups from the 80s. I think that's a major influence, but the sound has so much more detail and it's more the rhythms are slightly more sophisticated, maybe, and not trying to sound too arrogant. But I think, I mean, we never thought what is our major influence, but people used to compare our stuff to Depeche Mode and things like maybe Mark Almond and Gary Numan. So that type of kind of electronica with a darker edge and a bit of more rocky influences in the mix. So I don't know. I mean, did you think of anything that it might have been influenced by?
No, I really couldn't put a finger on it, to be honest. But I think what was most different for me wasn't necessarily the sound, but the songwriting. I think the songwriting was quite, like you say, dark and creative. What are the influences in terms of the songwriting?
I think there is a bit of a Middle Eastern influence there as well. So, especially towards the end, there are all these vocal lines that have a kind of, I don't know, it kind of refers more to Middle Eastern scales and tonalities. So I think that's another very important part of what we're doing. And sometimes somehow bringing in where we come from into the music. But because it's such a mix of genres, you don't pick out that reference so easily. So it really is a mix of influences and how we grew up as individuals and songwriters.
And what's the process for you guys? Is it writing first, music second, or music first, writing second? So I think it varies between producers, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think each song we write in a very different way. So some songs would be based on a riff. So we've got really songs that have this riff that repeats and repeats, but there's a build-up and things change. So that would be starting from the music and then building a song on top of that. But we have other songs that are just really about writing a song, so writing lyrics and the chords and the melody all together. So really like writing a song. Some of them are more collaborative, some of them are more ideas that one of us brings to the table. Yeah, so I think each song is a completely different process for us.
Sleep Zone remix of The Native and Into the Egg. This is the Tactile Hops podcast, and we are right in the middle of an interview I did with Guy from The Native.
Tactile Hops environment.
Like I said before, you guys are quite hard to pigeonhole, which I guess means you're perfect for the Tactile Hops environment label. Like, the music they release there is very different to anywhere else. It gives people like yourselves that are, like I say, hard to pigeonhole, somewhere to release music. How did you first sort of get in touch with Spencer and get to the point of releasing music with him?
It was quite a long process. I don't really remember how it all started. I think it started with an ad that Spencer put looking for music, because Tactile Hots also does licensing, and that's a nice thing about Tactile, that it's really a Tactile Hots is really a label for the digital generation. So it's not just about releases, it's also about what music could feature somewhere in particular, like a film or an ad, or so I think it's really, for an artist, it's a really interesting label to work with. But yeah, I think there was an ad somewhere, I really can't remember where, and then Spencer got in touch and he liked the material and he was really interested in working with us, and we had a look at what they released and we thought this could really, really work. And we met Spencer, and we really liked the whole energy of what this label is about and who Spencer is as a person, and the respect he has for artists. So yeah, so we had a very positive feeling about that.
And it was at this point that then Spencer started to mention remixes of the tracks, is that right?
Yeah, he had this vision of taking one song and remixing it, because Tactile Hots works a lot with DJs and club-friendly tunes and of various dance genres and techno genres. So yeah, so that's what Spencer was thinking about
and
for this release.
And was it Spencer who suggested all the artists that have remixed, or, you know, some of these guys, people that you've brought to the table?
Well, two of them came through Spencer, Sleep Sun and Jinx Padlock. And I knew Stonehouse, that's Jamie Stonehouse, and Phobin, who actually came through another person I know who has a dance label in Italy called Authentic Bits. So it was kind of 50-50.
Tactile Hots music, born and bred for the digital generation.
This is December's Tactile Hots podcast, and what a busy month we have to finish the year. We've already played Snowman from Eric Frenchette, and we've caught up with Guy from The Native. Now, the third release on Tactile this month comes from Serbian Stanisha. The release features the original along with two remixes. The remixes come from Steve McGrath and Jinx Padlock. As I keep saying, it's a very busy month this month, so we can't play every single track from every release, but head to tactilemusic.com to find out more about the tracks and the releases, which come out on the 28th of this month. So depending when you're listening to this, they're probably already out. So head to the website and go and get them. But let's check out the original, shall we? Stanisha with Forever. We'll be right back. Stanisher and Forever, part of the Forever EP. Go and Get It Now includes two remixes from Steve McGrath and from Jinx Padlock, and of course that, the original, by Stanisher, Forever. That is it from this month's Tactile Hots podcast, so be sure to check out the three releases on the Tactile Hots website, that's tactilemusic.com, and I will be back in January.
We are always looking for new talent, so please get in touch. Check out your submission guide and send us your music. www.tactilemusic.com